This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. During his campaign, President Trump often said that he would bring coal jobs back. That may have helped him in important states like Ohio and Pennsylvania. But there are questions about how much he or any president can do to create jobs in the coal industry. We're going to talk about coal and trends in energy in general with Western Michigan University Geosciences Professor Joyashish Tikirta. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
What right now would you say is sort of the overall outlook of the energy sector? What are companies looking at when they make decisions about how they're going to run their power plants?
In the United States at this time, we are seeing an ongoing trend of shutting down coal-fired plants and starting natural gas-operated plants. And it has been happening for quite some time now. This is not only to meet with the contamination and environmental standards, but also there is a high economic incentive for the companies that produce energy, one of which is that coal is a solid, and transportation of coal and burning of coal and the disposal of the coal waste is an expensive process, not to mention the regulations about the industrial effluents from the coal-fired plants by the EPA. However, energy that is produced from the burning of natural gas is a far more efficient process. So for the unit quantity of energy produced, the amount of greenhouse gases that are emitted by coal is double than the amount of greenhouse gases produced by the burning of the natural gas. Not only that, the transmission of natural gas is much easier because natural gas is a gas. It can be transmitted by long pipelines over very large distances. That is not true for coal. So coal has to be mined out and then trucked by large haulage trucks and conveyor belts and railroads to far enough places, much easier for the oil and gas. And thirdly, there has been a large boom in the production of oil and gas in the United States in the past few years, particularly with the implementation of the new techniques of hydraulic fracturing, in which the country has been able to tap enormous sources of natural gas, which were unavailable a few years ago. So that has made natural gas more available in the market and indeed a cheaper way of production of energy for most of the energy companies in the country.
So, of course, we hear a lot about regulations on one side or the other, both sides here. There's a lot of debate about how much regulation there should be. Should it be encouraging certain types of energy production? But part of what I think I'm hearing in your answer there is that if you take regulations out of this, there are simple market forces which are encouraging companies to use natural gas as opposed to use coal.
Yes. In the end, it's not the government, it's not the government policies, but the actual market forces of demand and supply that will determine the future of the energy industry. Say, for example, all the energy industries, or most of the major energy industries in the world, energy production industries in the world, are making transitions to clean power plants. That is not necessarily in response to the proposed government regulations. For example, the Obama administration announced the CPP, the Clean Power Plan. They announced it in August of 2015, but it has been put on hold by the Supreme Court in February 2016. But in spite of that, several states around the country has already made plans to limit the sources of carbon dioxide and implement other types of energy. Not to mention, there is a growing development of technology that uses alternative sources of energy, such as wind, biorenewables, and solar power. And that is creating a lot of jobs, new jobs, all across the country.
Are there good economic reasons right now for a company to say we should be in something like wind or solar, which still is in the, you know, not in the full-blown stages here in the United States where it's still sort of developing, as opposed to coal? I mean, are there good economic reasons? Again, government regulations aside, where the company picks wind and solar over coal.
Now, according to the EIA, the The United States...
And EIA is the Energy...
Energy Information Administration.
Okay, yeah.
And according to them, in the year 2015, the United States... 33% of the energy in the United States was produced from coal. And it's the same number as from natural gas. However, renewables were substantially less. All renewables counted approximately 7% of the total energy production, out of which wind and solar were really small, about 1% or so. So in terms of the total quantity of energy produced, even at the present time, it is substantially less than the amount of energy produced from the conventional sources of energy. By the way, nuclear accounted for 20%. I think it's about the same number as we speak. So it is going to be a long-term process, transition from the known conventional fossil fuels to the renewable and more cleaner means of energy production will be a long-term process, accomplishable in many, many decades. However, one must also consider the new Paris Agreement signed in the 2016 and implemented from November 2016 that aims to limit the global rise in average temperature under 2 degrees. The immediate objective is to limit it by 1.5 above the pre-industrial levels. And in order to meet those requirements, each country has to make its own regulations. So at the present time, not only the United States, it's coal is produced in larger quantities in China. China continues to be the largest producer and consumer of coal. So transitioning from a fossil fuel economy to an alternative energy economy will be a very long-term process. What I can see in the short term is the transition from coal to natural gas, which is still a fossil fuel source, but more profitable and more easily changeable from coal.
What is actually causing then the increase in the price of producing coal? What are the factors there?
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons is that the environmental regulations, the strict regulations by the EPA, there still is a new government plan. There is a government moratorium of providing federal lands to the coal companies for mining. But then if that moratorium stays in effect, then the coal mining company has to pay higher prices to mine in non-federal lands. So that is one of the reasons the price of coal production might increase, you know, with this moratorium staying in effect. Not to mention there is a proposed plan by the Department of Interior to extend the restriction on the release of contaminants by the coal industry. There is also a proposition of the application of the Clean Water Act on the headwater of the streams and marshlands and wetlands that would also affect the coal industry. So in general, the environmental regulations by the government, as well as the changing dynamic of the energy industry created by the availability of large amounts of natural gas and petroleum, is leading to the less competing forces within the coal industry.
So there's a lot of ingredients in this cake,
yes.
I guess we might say. And it may be very hard to isolate it, but let's try for just a moment here and deal with President Donald Trump's declaration during the campaign that he was going to bring coal jobs back to places like West Virginia and Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. which have lost them. If we just focused on government regulations, if we took every regulation on the coal industry out, what is the possibility here or the probability that you are going to be able to save jobs, number one, and number two, if you can save them, then can you bring ones which have been lost previously back?
It's doubtful. I don't see a clear strategy that could bring all the coal jobs back. This is not, I mean, let us for the moment not consider the government regulations. Let us look at the fact that the coal mining industry has been losing jobs on a very steady rate. In the past 35 years, the coal industry has lost jobs from approximately 250,000 to 50,000.
So this is a long-term trend going back
generations,
going back decades now.
Yes. And one of the reasons that this has happened is because there are new mechanical means of coal mining that require less human to work in coal mines and are regarded as safer means to extract coal, because once you do not have actual miners working in the mines, you do not impose greater safety constraints. So the use of mechanical devices in the coal industry, particularly in the Appalachian Basin, by the coal mining using the mountaintop removal method, has made the process more efficient, and by using lesser and lesser of actual miners. So the mining industry has lost jobs on an ongoing basis for a very long time.
So automation even has its place in coal mining.
That is correct, yes.
So what is the outlook then in terms of the actual plants? Are there plants which, in other words, were coal-fired, which have now changed over to something else like natural gas? Is that fairly common?
It is very common. And now that many energy industries have already made that transformation, it would cost them a lot of money to go back to the coal-fired plants. So from that standpoint, I don't see the energy companies reversing their trend and moving back and using more of coal.
Even if a president and the whole regulatory bureaucracy, Environmental Protection Agency, cannot bring all those coal jobs back, are there things that you see they could do which might stop or at least slow the pace at which those jobs are eliminated? Or is it just really tough right now to be in the coal industry?
Well, it is tough now to be in the coal industry. But the other side of the story is it's not just the coal jobs that are there, but there are new growing jobs in the alternative energy sources. So at the time, yes, when the coal industry is losing jobs, there is new development of new technology, new pipelines for transmission of natural gas, new technology to develop wind power plants and solar power plants that are happening as we speak. So yes, for a large group of people in the Appalachian Basin, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, yes, this is job lost. But if they open up their frontiers and explore other means of participating in the energy production, I think it's a better cause to look into, and that will open greater job opportunities with better returns in the long term.
Do you see jobs out there that people who have been coal miners, they can take the skills they have and the things they've learned and translate it to something else? I mean, is that a direct line, or does it require along the way retraining, maybe additional education?
Training. I think training is necessary because this has happened not only for the coal industry, but for all industries in general. In general, around the world, when there is a new technology, there is a transformation from the old methods to the new methods. There will always be a requirement for training the existing workforce to the new method. So, you know, in the same way, the coal industry, the people who have worked or now working in the coal industry will see the requirements, will see the necessity to go through this new training and new methods that are developed and generate an entirely different spectrum of energy generation that we can see at the present time.
Joyashish Dakurta is a professor of geosciences at Western Michigan University. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.